Last December, he said his leg hurt. That pain continued to grow and grow and grow. And it grew so much where he couldn't fall asleep. He was crying. I said, that's it. We're going into the doctor the next day. And they found a mass in his pelvic area. Well, what Griffin had to go through is I wouldn't wish on anybody.
It was sad because I knew I had to take medicines, and I don't like medicines.
I don't know if we ever had a moment where we were thinking we were beating it, cancer per se, because the road felt like it was so long. I think Griffin just ended up taking control of every situation that he had to go through. He just said, I'm going to beat this. I'm going to beat this no matter what. I'm going to get through it and beat this. And we just got the news that his scans came back clear, which is huge. You know, there's no cancer right now. And it's just you anticipate and wait. And then the doctor comes in and gives you that news. And it's surreal.